Do you guys want to be successful or don't you care? Okay, you better believe it. Sometimes in life, to be successful, oftentimes, most of the time, you have to follow your instincts. You have to follow your gut. You have to.
In life, in order to be successful, and you people are well on the road to success, you have to find out what makes you excited. What makes you want to get up each morning and go to work? You have to find it.
I was no different when I was 20 years old, believe me. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to get out of Brooklyn. I said, Pop, I love you, but I want to get out of Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn, but I want to get out. And I'd see those big buildings, those big skyscrapers in Manhattan. I said, Pop, that's what I want to do. That's what I wanted to do. I love taking things and fixing them. Taking things and building. I love building.
You can do anything. You can be anything you want to be. But in order to succeed, you must find out what you love to do. You have to find your passion, no matter what they tell you. They said, there is no path to victory for Donald Trump. They forgot about the forgotten people. By the way, they're not forgetting about the forgotten people anymore. They're going crazy trying to figure it out. But I told them, far too late. It's far too late.
You have to have an ability to handle pressure. Because you, no matter how successful you are, I have many, many friends and enemies, a lot of enemies too, I don't care. And people that can handle pressure can be entrepreneurs, can be successful. Now, I have some friends that are really, really smart, but they can't handle pressure. In which case, they should work for somebody, do great, and have a good life. There's nothing wrong with it. And if you can't handle pressure, you have to know that about yourself. You have to know that about yourself. So, handle pressure. If you can't, that's okay. Some people, they say, I've got to be successful. I've got to be. They'll never be successful. It's too crazy. They can't think straight. You have to remember, it doesn't matter. God matters. Your family matters. You've got to be able to sort of say to yourself, nothing matters that much other than the real big deals.
I used to love going to Sunday school. People don't know this about Trump. They think, oh, Trump, you know, Trump. But the truth is, I went to Sunday school. And I loved going to Sunday school. And I did for years. And I learned a lot. And I learned about God. And that was probably the greatest thing I've ever learned. Forget all the business stuff.
Never cease to be proud of who you are and the principles you hold dear and stand by. Wear your values as your badge of honor. Go out. Have a great time in life. Compete. Remember your duty. Honor your history. Take care of the people God put into your life. And if you refuse to give in to doubt or to fear, and you will win, 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 and help people in doing so. If you love what you do and dedicate yourself to your work, then you will gain momentum. And look, you have to. You need the word momentum. You will gain that momentum. And each success will create another success. I'll tell you a story that's very interesting for me. When I was young, there was a man named William Levitt. And he was a very successful man. And he'd build homes. And at night, he'd go to these major sites with teams of people. And he'd scour the sites for nails and sawdust, and they'd clean the site so when the workers came in the next morning, the sites would be spotless and clean. And he did it properly. And he did this for 20 years, and then he was offered a lot of money for his company. And he sold his company for a tremendous amount of money. And he went out and bought a big yacht. And the company that bought his company was a big conglomerate. And they didn't know anything about building homes, and they didn't know anything about picking up the nails and the sawdust and selling it and the scraps of wood. This was a big conglomerate based in New York City. And after about a 10-year period. They were losing a lot with it. So they called William Levitt up, and they said, would you like to buy back your company? And he said, yes, I would. He so badly wanted. He got bored with this life of yachts and sailing and all of the things he did in the south of France and other places. He bought back his company, and he bought back a lot of empty land. And he worked hard on getting it zoning, and he worked hard on starting to develop. And in the end, he failed, and he failed badly. Lost all of his money. He went personally bankrupt. And I saw him at a cocktail party. And it was very sad, because the hottest people in New York were at this party. And I see, sitting in the corner, was a little old man who was all by himself. Nobody was talking to him. I immediately recognized that that man was the once great William Levitt of Levittown. And he explained what was happening and how bad it's been and how hard it's been. And I said, what exactly happened? Why did this happen to you? And he said, Donald, I lost my momentum. A word you never hear when you're talking about success. When some of these guys that never made 10 cents, they're on television giving you things about how you're going to be successful. And the only thing they ever did was a book and a tape. It was very sad, and I never forgot that moment. And I thought about it, and it's exactly true. He lost his momentum. In life, I always tell this to people, you have to know whether or not you continue to have the momentum. And if you don't have it, that's okay, because you're going to go on, and you're going to learn, and you're going to do things that are great. But you have to know about the word momentum.
Always have passion. You've got to have passion for your family, for your life, for your church, for whatever it is. You've got to have that passion. You've got to just love it. I would always say to people, and I'd see people, and I'd say, you got to love what you do. Because, you know, if you love what you do, you work harder. And I've seen so many instances where people with great talent went into things that they didn't love, and they failed. I've seen people that are super genius, but they don't have that gut feeling. They don't have that stick-to-itiveness, that never quit. And I've seen people that almost made it and failed because they couldn't go that extra mile.
But when you do something that you love, you'll never fail. What you're going to do is give it a shot again and again and again. You're ultimately going to be successful. And remember this, you're not working. When you do something that you love, remember this, it's not work. So you'll work 24/7, you're gonna work all the time. And at the end of a year, you're not really working. You don't think of it as work. When you're not doing something that you like, that's called work, and it's hard work and tedious work. So as much as you can, do something that you love, work hard, and never, ever give up, and you're going to be tremendously successful. Tremendously successful. Work hard, get in the game, play to win, and most of all, have a good time, have fun. Your lives will have meaning and purpose and joy. You will become leaders. And you will inspire others to achieve the dreams they once thought were totally impossible. Things that you said could never, ever happen are already happening for you. When natural disaster strikes, when people face hardship, you learn the rewards of hard work and perseverance. Never, ever give up. Never quit. Persevere. Never, ever quit. You learn to contribute to your communities, to take pride in your nation, and to seek out opportunities to serve. You also learn to believe in yourself, so important, to have confidence in your ability, and to take responsibility for your own life. When you face down new challenges, and you will have plenty of them, develop talents you never thought possible, you discover that you can handle anything.
Many of life's most valuable lessons are learned on the field of competition. Well, the value of patience and perseverance, hard work and determination builds character, forges friendships, tears down barriers, and brings people from all walks of life closer together. And the ability to overcome adversity, making lifelong friends all along the way. They really have to be learned and lived on the field of practice with lots of sweat, lots of hard work, and lots of determination.
There's no better feeling than an achievement that you've earned with your own sweat, tears, resolve, hard work. There's nothing.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like it. Do you agree with that?